Also, as we're in the month of December, we're going to talk very briefly here about some of the solar activities. It's been a little calmer over the last several weeks. It's going to heat up when you get to the end of December, beginning of January. So don't be too surprised if you find that it seems to be a hot topic. There can also be a lot of fear generated around the topic of the potential of electronics being knocked out and what will that do to society. That's all fear from other times you were on this planet and you had high technology. Look and notice how you are activated, all right, what fears get triggered in you, and utilize it for that experience, but know that we don't see that really happening or transpiring, but it will affect your own electromagnetic fields. It will affect your memory. It will affect your ability to feel grounded and connected. You're going to have to ground a lot more because it's like it creates an interference wave. Not only are you feeling a ripple through your own field, which makes you feel a bit spacey and foggy, but also your connection to the planet, so you don't feel grounded in the same way. So grounding is going to be very important over the next 6 weeks. It's important as you go, period, but really pay more attention to that over the next 6 weeks. Also, as you enter this winter solstice, we always talk about the packets of information that you get with each solstice. You are receiving upgrades to your systems. This one, it's an upgrade to your connection to the collective consciousness planetarily, all right? It'll allow you more access to Earth history, Earth's record to self, but also to your collective as a solar system. What else is going on in the solar system? So you're going to start to get more information on that front. You will start to hear more information from your scientists about things that are going on from a physical standpoint, from a scientific standpoint, what they're observing about some of the other planetary bodies, that it's not just Earth going through this ascension process or this change. And it is a change for the entire solar system because you're going through this sector of space. Now, Earth is the only one that is transiting between dimensions. The rest are still having their own process, but they're staying in the same dimensional range. They're not joining for that bit of fun. But this shift at the winter solstice and these new bits of information that you're receiving in packets from the sun may make you feel for a few weeks a bit...